Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
So, if you've got your Bible, I'd love you to turn with me to Psalm 103, please. Psalm 103, and we're looking specifically today at verse 6. Now, if you've been following over the last few days, we've been looking at each one of these verses. It's a wonderful, wonderful psalm, this one. I mean, look how it starts right at the very beginning. It starts, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. And then the psalmist starts to list all the things that God is doing for him. And I believe that the Lord is doing for us too. In verse 6, we get to this point. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. And if you want to look at the King James Version, I can tell you it says, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. Righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is when you are doing that which is right. It is as simple as that. Righteousness is when you are doing that which is right. And the psalmist here, David, is talking about those who are treated unfairly. In actual fact, if you nip into verse 7, you'll see he revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. He's talking about that time when Moses took the children of Israel out of Egypt. In fact, the exodus of the children of Israel. But what is wonderful is that those people that are treated unfairly look at what God does, and it says the word gives. I love that. The Lord gives righteousness in the KJV and the King James Version. It says executeth. That means he does or he gives. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. And right across this world, we know, beloved, there are many, many, many people who are treated unfairly. I have a friend right at this very moment in time who I believe is being treated very, very unfairly. She has a small child of 8 years old. And I think I've brought this to you before, but this child has a brain tumor. She is in hospital right now with a brain tumor. And she has just been told, the mum has just been told, that for this child to be operated on, it's going to cost some $120,000. And unfortunately, this lady is not insured. She's in the United States. If she was here in the UK, there wouldn't be an issue, there wouldn't be a problem. But in the United States, clearly there is an issue. There is a problem. And she is just sitting there. She was telling me yesterday, she is just sitting there by her daughter's bedside, and she's literally watching her die. But her faith is strong, and she is praying as we are praying. And we continue to pray for little Catherine as she lies in hospital with this dangerous condition that no one will do anything about. No hospital is going to operate because they need a fee paying of $120,000. I believe in Jesus' name she is being treated unfairly. There should be help, and help readily available for this small child. And I believe she's being treated unfairly. And look at this word today. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. And that is my prayer. Father God, that you bring righteousness and justice to this dear lady who loves you so very much, Lord, and is trusting in your name and trusting in your word. There are many people right across this world who are being treated unfairly. Look at the way that the Christians are treated in China. I had the pleasure of interviewing somebody in China some years ago on God TV. A guy called Brother Yun. You must know that name. Brother Yun. And he was speaking through his interpreter. And he was telling me, believe this or believe this not, but he was telling me that the Chinese Christians, beloved, are praying for us in the West, that we would be blessed the way they are being blessed. Yet they're constantly persecuted. All the time they are persecuted. But look at what the Word says today. The Word says the Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Are you being treated unfairly right now? Is there something happening in your life that is unfair? Has someone done something to you that is unfair? Are you owed money by an employer and it is unfair? Whatever the issue is, beloved, the Lord says to you very clearly this very day, during this daily devotional, He says to you, you will get my righteousness. I will give you my righteousness and my unique justice to all who are treated unfairly. That is what I have promised you. That is what I promised you, and that is just what I'm going to do. I do apologize about that. That is just what I am going to do. I am going to bring my righteousness and my justice upon all who are suffering and are being treated unfairly in Jesus' mighty name. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's just that Christians the world over are being persecuted? Do you think it's right and just that they have to suffer and fight the way they do? I have had the privilege on a number of occasions to be in Africa, in East, West, North and South, and I've been at crusades with Reinhard Bonnke, and I have seen millions of these wonderful Africans coming to these meetings, and I can see that they are loving the Lord so much. And I can see that their faith is so simple. The Lord has promised to heal. They grab hold of that and they believe it. But many of those beloved people, beloved, are not being treated fairly. They are treated so unfairly. There are so many regimes right across Africa where the people are being oppressed. And it's interesting that we should see that in the King James Version. The word unfairly is the word oppressed in the King James Version. Those people are oppressed. They are pushed down and they are crushed. But their faith still lives, and their faith is still on fire for God. And they follow Him, and they love Him, and they worship Him in spirit and in truth, each and every day. Why? Because they know they want to. They feel the love of the Lord inside them, and through that oppression, they see His glory. I have a very close friend who works almost exclusively in Iraq. He is there most of the time. Andrew White. I'm hoping to get him on the program quite soon on the telephone. He is an amazing man of God. And through all the bombs going off, and through the oppression, and through the war that is happening in Iraq, he sees the glory of God each and every day. Why? Because he knows the glory of God is right there. He has told me that he's walked down to the River Tiber and he has looked around him and seen the devastation of the buildings that have been bombed, the devastation caused by the regime in Iraq. What's been going on there? The oppression of the people. And yet, what does this wonderful man of God, Andrew, say? He says, daily, I see the presence of Almighty God and I see the glory of Almighty God as he preaches in the church. He's known as the Vicar of Baghdad. Well, this word says it very clearly. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly, to all who are oppressed. If you are feeling oppressed today, if you are feeling that you have been unfairly treated, beloved, this word is for you. Know this and understand this. This is a promise of Almighty God. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Repeat that after me. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Say it again. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to be looking tomorrow at verse 7. But if you have a prayer request, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. Father God, I want to pray for all of those around this globe, because people around the globe are listening to this station, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that if they are treated unfairly, if they are oppressed, Lord, let your justice and your righteousness win through in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Hosanna in the highest. Let our King